Michael, you're a funny kid. Yeah.
Matt Lives Matter.
Matt Lives Matter.
Oh, boy.
Fucking A.
Will there be some Matt Lewinsky jokes today, do you think, at the show? You're familiar with this story,
absolutely,
right? I think we talked about this. Podcast Hitman. Fan of our show. Yeah.
What a hero.
We still don't know what she did, but I'm sure that the police will let us know any day.
Yeah. This is a dream of every podcaster.
Murdering your girlfriend and keeping her in the basement?
Yeah. Hmm.
It's a dream of every man.
You're not recording yet, are you?
Just about every dumb man has a podcast, so.
We are live on the Discord. People are hearing you. They will take this, not out of context, but in context in the future.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling that Dick would dispose of the body, though. I think you'd be smarter about it. You know, you'd have a plan. I feel like you already have a plan.
Dick, how do you like your back bacon?
My plans always go good until alcohol gets involved. So it'll all be, you know, I'll cut her all up. Whatever. It's like, oh man, that was rough. I need a drink. Yeah. And that's when the funny parts of the plan start kicking in.
Where's the pinky? I left the pinky on the counter. I can't find the fucking pinky.
I just imagine him drunk with all the different parts, like making dumb corny jokes, like just picking up her ear and be like, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, right. Honey, don't get ahead of yourself, right? Then I get the idea to put her in the seat so I can use the carpool lane to go out to the desert.
Yeah,
you know.
Should we cut her up in all those pieces? Now you're duct taping it together.
That is what duct tape is for, Carl. Right.
You're the only one with a fucking pop filter on your thing, so all of us gotta sound blah, the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's my show. Vinny, this is your show. How do you want to start?
Well, everybody, welcome to the Dick Off.
The Dick Off, the first ever Creep Off Dick Show crossover event.
This is exciting. Dick, thank you for being here. Casey, hello.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you guys. I'm so glad to be
here. Thank you.
I'm happy to be here on the Clowns Sucking Their Own Dicks podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get cream cheese on my mustache. I ate this bagel right before the show. I hope a lot's on there so you guys can't stop thinking about cum on my facial hair while we record this creep show.
I was thinking of that before the bagel.
That's true. And wipe that off because we got to get you playing that piano over there. Doing some Ween covers for us.
Oh, you got it.
Before we're done here.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Leave the man alone.
That's the only reason.
Bagel.
That's the only reason for this whole event was just to get Dick at a piano playing Ween covers. You didn't know that? That was the story arc the whole time.
Keep the wives outside.
Yes.
While I do. They might get pregnant.
Yeah.
It's true.
Let me tell you what a cool guy Carl is. He brought his wife with him for this whole trip.
Well, she's in the jingles department. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do without the jingles department?
What am I supposed to do with that?
Nothing.
Do you want me to play our intro theme for this?
Do it.
I want a scum stream with Carl and Vinny. I need a scum stream with Creep tonight. I want a scum stream with Carl and Vinny. Gotta have some paddles and people who just ain't right. I need a scum stream. I want a scum stream. I need a scum stream.
The voice of an angel, that Jenny Jingles.
Very well done. See? We didn't have to bring her at all, actually. I just realized. I've already recorded everything she's done.
Yes. Whoops. You have her essence and a soundboard.
My bad.
You can cut up all the recordings of her and have your own wife forever. Like a low-rent Black Mirror. Yeah, Carl. Yes, Carl. Yes, Carl. Like, I don't need all that computer shit. I just need, like, yeah. Oh, my God. Your dick is huge.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I would just keep the part of her I don't like, her mouth. Yeah. That makes sense. That's a great idea.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start today on a story that's pretty big, and we have never talked about it, Carl.
No, we haven't.
Which is shocking. This is something you would think would be right up our alley.
Yeah.
Number one, our first creep today is a gentleman who was born under the name of Ronald Jeremy Hyatt.
Yes.
And Ronnie Jeremy for short.
Sad.
He's fallen.
Fall of an icon.
So sad.
Certainly is.
Olympus has fallen.
I have to wonder who is the creepiest hedgehog. Is it Ron Jeremy or Sonichu at this point? Because this shit is fucked. The more and more I read of these accusations, it's really kind of horrifying. Right. And that some of it's kind of silly. So I don't really know where I fall on this other than rape is bad. Don't do it.
Do you want to read some of these allegations against him because there's something involving a minor.
Well, there's a couple young kids. So yeah. Here's what I'm going to do, Carl. Carl's about to get sick. Watch this thing. Dude, want to know the age ranges of the victims? Of
can we guess?
Yeah.
We do around the horn here.
100%.
I'm gonna go 10.
Okay.
Wait, you mean 10 years is the range?
Price is Right. Didn't over without going under. How old were the kids that Ron Jeremy's accused of molesting?
Well, they weren't all kids.
No,
what's the youngest?
That's the weird thing, though. If you like fuck a bunch of 12-year-olds, like that's your thing, that's your kink. Yeah. But if you're fucking 12-year-olds and 60-year-olds, then you're a weirdo.
Okay.
Right? Is that what?
That's right.
That's true. Even more
that's
yeah.
a good point.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that this guy's going from 15 to like 70 or something, right?
Wow. Okay. Casey.
Yeah, 11 to 45.
Well, judges.
I'm going to go for a dollar.
Carl, 15.
15.
Is the youngest.
Yeah.
87
what?
Is the oldest.
87?
Rod Jeremy.
What?
Okay.
No.
There is a video that the FBI got in 2014. I cannot find it anywhere, but it was forwarded very recently to the LAPD to be used as evidence in this trial.
Wait a second. He's having sex on video?
Yeah. I mean,
really?
This guy
well,
is shameless. He is shameless.
Dick.
Unbelievable.
No, girl, actually, that's how we know who Ron Jeremy is. What? He's not just a stand-up.
You mean to tell me the guy from Detroit Rock City has sex on camera? Okay, so this video allegedly shows Rod Jeremy having sex with an 87-year-old woman who appears to lack the ability to consent.
Oh, Jesus. So this is like some Chris Chan shit that we're talking about.
So, correct.
No, they do like a wrestling thing for if you're geriatric, you hold your hand up. And if you can keep it up, then that's consent. Oh, yeah, fuck me, daddy, like that.
He's right about
you've
that.
You've never fucked an 87-year-old?
I saw a documentary about this. He's right. That is correct.
They got books on this.
Well, I saw the video. She clearly tapped. She clearly tapped. Rod Jeremy has a big old dick.
Question is, though, was she a squirter?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You can't help
it. Puffer.
Dude.
She's powder 80. Comes out.
Dude.
Like those old perfume bottles.
She's fucking 87. He shot a load through her back.
No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Oh.
Not on her face, through her face.
Just went right to the back of her head and ended on the wall. So in this video,
yeah.
Rod Jeremy's face is not in the video. But
good.
It says that
that's how all videos
yeah,
should be.
All of the videos in this video should
face.
Be like that. Fuck.
But you know, exactly right. The problem is the rest of his body still is.
Yeah.
And his body's a little, you know.
You can pick it out of a lineup.
Yeah. He's got some moles. And then he also has a very distinguishing, creepy voice.
Right.
Which is also apparently in the video taunting the 87-year-old.
I was going to say.
Oh, no.
He speaks to the third person. He's like, oh, yeah, Rod Jeremy's raping this bitch right now. Like, yeah, Rod.
Well, so with someone like autistically matching the moles from like previous videos.
Actually, Casey, yes, actually, that would be the FBI.
Casey wants that job.
Yeah, how do I get that job? That sounds really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. When dirt starts raping people, then you could be in charge.
Hey, I actually,
of CSI.
I have run soil samples in a murder investigation before.
Oh, why yeah. aren't you on the creep off as the second mic?
I didn't know there was going to be boasting.
Yeah, good call. So I want to play Ron Jeremy's attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes out and makes a statement. And if this was like a comedy writer wouldn't come up with something this funny.
As everyone knows who Ron Jeremy is. He's been with over 4,000 women the past 40 years. And he claims he's running ahead of Wilt Chamberlain in that arena.
Fucking Vince McMahon
There's
wrote this.
There's absolutely no reason for him to ever be aggressive with women. He's had more women than you can count.
What, is it like a mafia? Hey. Rod Jeremy's fucked tons of broads over here. What are you talking about? Rape? Oh! What are you talking about?
It's like saying, Vinny Paulino stole a pizza. No, he didn't. You know how many pizzas he's had in his life? He would never do something like this. He's eaten so much pizza. What the fuck? And I also like that. It's like he has had sex with over 40,000 women. Two or three were consensual. Like, what are we talking about?
He's an extremely unattractive man. You bring this guy up and go, this guy had sex with 4,000 women. You're like, well, then he's obviously a rapist. Case
That's
closed.
Your evidence.
Your Honor, case closed.
I would like to present to the court this picture of Mr. Jeremy.
Does anyone in the jury have any reason to absolutely despise my client? No? Well, let me remind you that he's ugly as shit and he's fucked 4,000 women, almost as much as Will Chamberlain. What, yeah. This guy, you probably haven't even fucked a dozen women.
And they're porn stars to boot.
All the guys just cross their arms like, motherfucker. Fuck this guy.
Motherfucker. Man.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chance at this one.
He's getting the fucking chair. Like, this
he
is
will,
not right.
Yeah. He will never get out of prison ever again. And by the way, when they picked him up, he was living in filth. Do you know about this? Ron
well,
Jeremy, he's
shocking.
Like a hoarder.
Carl, do
not
you
not surprised.
Hoarder
I'm not
of what?
Surprised by that. I've seen
I
his hair.
I am not even slightly surprised by that because if you recall, maybe 2 years ago, what was Ron Jeremy trying to do?
He was going to MC a stand-up show with Stuttering John Melendez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Brian Dunkelman.
And Brian Dunkelman. And they were trying to take that on the road.
They were trying to take it on the road. Dick, I talked to his manager. I had a phone call with his manager because I just thought it was the fucking funniest thing. And the dude's like, oh, he's a killer. They're killers, man. That John, he's a killer. Ron's a killer. You're going to love
Didn't
it.
Didn't he tell you some of Ron Jeremy's jokes?
Yes, but I'm trying to remember. I couldn't remember them.
Oh, damn it. I remember you telling me.
Too much fucking tequila last night.
Stuttering
I do not remember.
John can't even kill a cockroach.
Right. Yeah, he's not a killer of anything. The
comedy, he's the killer of that.
He kills all comedy.
But this guy had everything. He did so many fucking porn movies at like, what, $1,000, $1,500 a pop? You can save those up.
Yeah, right. You would think
he should have some money.
Yeah, you would think so, but he's not doing well.
I want to hear from his financial planner guy. Is anything like his lawyer? Oh, fuck. He's all invested in fucking meatballs over here. Like, what is this guy? Come on, man. If black guys can sound normal on the news, you can sound normal on TV.
Pretend you're an attorney for just 15 seconds.
Yeah, well.
Let's get the sound bite.
Actually, you know, don't jump to conclusions. I know he's a porn star. We all know him, but let's get some evidence. You know, let's give him a fair trial. Oh, he's fucked so many broads. What are you fucking kidding me?
Pussy.
He's like pulling out 8x10s. This chick's a 10. He fucked her.
He fucks tens. He doesn't fuck no grandma.
He sounds like my Uncle Tony. Same accent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your Uncle Tony a rapist?
No.
Is he an attorney for a rapist?
How big is your Uncle Tony's dick, Casey?
No.
Just answer the question.
I'll answer it privately later.
Oh. That's not good.
You guys have this way of bringing back old school creepy radio, guys. Like, I was listening to the show on the way over here, and you really nailed. Most podcasters are like really welcoming and try to please people and make a safe environment, but you guys really make it creepy.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
The way I've described this show is like WATP is like the gateway drug, and then if you come over and listen to the creep off, like you're into it hard. It's
yeah.
not good. It's not good for anyone involved.
My whole thing is I told Carl, I go, like, say. You know how women really like true crime? Not this show.
I was just one. Thinking
this
that.
This is a true
yeah.
crime show that no woman wants to listen to.
Except for Casey.
It's like, oh, those guys made a show so they could have girl fans instead of like normal. I was like, no, they messed it up.
No, we're not Mike Boudin in this one. We're fucking all of that up.
Wrong. We did it for the pussy.
All right, anything else on Ron Jeremy? You ready to move on?
No, he really sucks. He got 30 more assault counts put on him 2 days ago.
With 21 different women or
with
something.
With 21
like that.
Different women. Yeah. And here's just a quick little recap.
Came back for seconds on some of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Indictment includes allegations that Jeremy raped a 19-year-old woman during a photo shoot in 1996.
What was she expecting on that photo shoot? Who's going to be
for
there?
Real.
Ron Jeremy. It's all right, but I'll keep my clothes on, right?
Well, he's not going to try to have sex.
Wait a second. This is a photo
I'm
this
a hot
is a photo
19-year-old
shoot.
Woman, but he's not going to try to fuck me.
I didn't sign up for full penetration. What the fuck are we doing, Ron? But he allegedly raped a 26-year-old woman in a nightclub, raped a 17-year-old girl at a home in 2008, and he's also charged with sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl in 2004.
That's not good. You know, I typically like to victim blame. That's kind of my role on the show, but that seems like it's probably bad, right?
Well, Carl, you know you were trying to get me to send you photos of my tits from when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were 18 in high school.
I was 18 for all 4 years of high school.
That's what I thought. Was I wrong about that?
Yeah, isn't that? We've all seen 90210. Those people are...
That's high school.
That's where I get...
I've seen the OC. I know what high school is.
You know what the worst part about this is I met Ron Jeremy and he didn't try to rape me at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not even a finger?
No, not even a finger.
So here's one of the other things.
Barely looked at me.
Here's why I think some of this.
I was putting the vibe out too.
Let your locks down.
There's videos of him basically sexually assaulting people by generally anyone's standards. Just when people go up to get a photo with him, he's like,
yeah.
Oh, we're doing a photo. And he'll just rip their shirt open, pull out their tit, stick it in his mouth. And then he just like smiles at the camera. Like, he's just like, here we go. You want a picture?
Yeah. His manager's like, it's not 2016 anymore. You can't get away with that shit.
But there's all sorts of videos. Porn stars have called him out for his behavior on the set.
Yeah.
And when the porn stars are like, whoa, dude, take it easy.
Right.
Yeah. So, moving on.
Okay.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Let's go to Fairgrove, Michigan.
Okay.
Okay. An elderly man named James B. Humper has been arrested. By the way, that's a little foreshadowing the name.
He was cursed from the beginning.
Comes from a long line.
My father was a Humper. His father was a Humper. And I'm a Humper, too.
And my mother's a Humper as well. James B. Humper has been arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a U.S. Postal Service worker.
Okay.
On Tuesday, August 24th, a state police sergeant responded to reports of an assault that had occurred at inside of the post office in Fairgrove. Now, the sergeant's preliminary investigation indicated that an 81-year-old man had reached across the counter and just straight up grabbed the 25-year-old girl who worked there's tits. Just was like two hands.
Yeah.
Man, there is a hot girl at the post office by my house, and this might be me if I was an 80-year-old guy.
Yeah, just wait 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why they give them those really sexy uniforms to wear. I mean, they're kind of asking for it. I mean, I don't like the victim blame, but those post office uniforms.
They get their hands full of a box. You just run up behind. It's perfect.
Yeah, right? They can't do anything about it. They don't want to drop the letters.
My mail lady's seen me naked before.
You want to tell that story or just, you want to go any further with
is
that?
Is she hot?
Yes.
A little podcast coaching right now. Yeah, right?
And did you have her in for some wine?
I wish. No, I was working from home, so I wasn't wearing any clothes, and I had the window open.
I was working from home, so I wasn't wearing any clothes. Do you think those things are synonymous with each
that
other?
That means why? She was rolling around naked in a pile of dirt
why
in her living
I
room.
Why would I wear clothes at my house?
Wow.
You're doing murder soil samples topless at home? There's so much blood in this soil. A package for me? It's these dildos I ordered.
Ding dong.
Would you like to try the mail with me?
I'm the mail lady. Hello. Oh my gosh. Mrs.
This movie writes itself. I say we get Ron Jeremy to star in it. It's going to be great.
Ron Jeremy as the dirt sample.
He is the dirt.
He is the dirt.
Golem.
Oh, is that fucking rock monster from Never Ending Story?
On his motorcycle.
Does that turn you on, Casey?
Yes.
The rock monster?
I actually don't think I've ever seen that movie.
All right.
So,
wait a yes and.
So they go to this guy's house.
Any girl who's 25 never misses a chance to say she's 25.
Right? Yeah. I don't know about that stuff, Grandpa.
Auditory cleavage. I don't know. I'm 25. Every single fucking one.
Yep.
What else am I supposed to do?
You brought it up three times since you got here, but it's fine. It's fine.
Wait, Casey's 25.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker, if you're going to do something like this, right? Post office might not be the best place when you drop off a package with like your return address on it.
Oh, that's
so
a good
like
point.
The cops were at his house in a fucking hour. This 81-year-old asshole.
They're like, do you know where he lives? They're like, do we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course we know where he lives.
Old
we go
fucking,
there every day.
Fucking Humpert. Yeah, we know where he is.
Old man Humpert. You kidding me? I'll take you there right now. Let's go.
Any other bar, Best Buy, nobody else knows. You're gone. You're a ghost.
Right.
The one place.
The one place. You can't get away with that shit.
So stupid. So the cops show up at his house, and I just, this old guy, he's like, yeah, take me away. Like, I just imagine he, like, opened up and was like, hello, officers, and just took his coat off of the fucking rack. And just like, let's go.
Right. God. I feel like when you get a parking ticket, you're not going to then move your car. because you paid for the spot at that point.
Sure.
If you're going to get arrested for groping, you got to go further than that, right?
Like, 100%.
It's not worth it at that point.
What do you mean, further? How do you go further than
that? Use your imagination there, Mr. Matt.
I didn't say it. That's Dick Masterson saying,
grab all everything. Like you're blind. Let me just see what's going on.
Snap a photo or two.
Yeah, Carl's selfies with fans are going to get a little more interested, I think, after this.
Don't check my Tumblr, all right? That's all I'm going to say.
I'm groping you satirically. This is just a joke that I did.
Did you hear the show I did earlier today? This is hilarious. Yeah. You'll get it when you hear it.
It'll be so funny.
Dick, you an animal lover?
Yeah.
How much do you love animals?
I mean, if it gets cold enough.
All right.
That's an Ace Ventura joke, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought I would recognize that. So we're going to Ocean View. A man had been charged with bestiality this week, last Monday. He's expected to make his first court appearance. Thomas Mitchell, 66 years old. 66.
I know, 66. Wow. You'd think he'd get it out of his system.
It's a late start for... Yeah.
Like, 66-year-old dudes don't even want to fuck anymore. Ask most, like, 66-year-old dudes, fuck it, who cares?
But no, that's when syphilis spikes at like 65. Right. Teenagers in 65, because they get horny.
You know
they
what?
They get wild.
And they don't care about protection because they can't get pregnant.
The dudes?
The dudes can't get pregnant. That's true. No, guys, I got to sing it for Casey on this one. She's right.
Yeah.
The 66-year-old guy cannot get pregnant. Yeah. That's true.
All right.
You know he could get pregnant until 65?
Vinny's concerned about the transphobia that's going on right now, but I'm okay with it. Guys can't get pregnant. That's correct. Okay. Go on.
But, like, could Christine Chan finally have a baby?
Yes.
If she really wanted to try
so. Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Good. I love America. He was arrested on Friday last week after the daughter of his girlfriend. Now, I did say this. This is a 66-year-old man with a girlfriend.
With a girlfriend, yep.
And a daughter walks in on him, quote, sexually violated the family dog.
Oh. How big was the dog?
It's like a 25-pound dog.
Oh. Aww. That's not big enough.
That dog doesn't want that.
Not big enough.
That dog doesn't want that.
No.
It's the perfect size for old Tom Mitchell.
Well, they were saying that he was lying on top of the dog. It kind of sounded like post-coitus cuddling to me. Like, I think that he was, like, in a relationship with the dog.
Post-coitus. Is that how you describe it?
Yeah. How do you describe it?
Sex.
Well, the afterward.
No, she calls
some
it
women like to cuddle
naked
with the men that they bang afterwards.
Right.
I would never do that.
Fair enough.
So she calls the ASPCA in her area. She doesn't call the cops, and they do an investigation. So they send somebody over to the house, and the guy's like, can we see your dog? And he's like, no.
What's the ASPCA? Is that an animal?
Yeah. Or the SPCA.
This
I'm
is like
sorry.
In New Zealand or something, right?
Yeah, I think so. So they come out there, and they inspect the dog.
Yeah.
And they're like, huh. This dog's asshole is the size of a dinner plate.
They're putting a wiffle ball bat in. They're like, oh, yeah, this is really stretched out.
The fuck
Look at how far I can get this.
They just unzip and see if the dog runs away. Well, we have a test for this. Zip. Okay, your dog's been raped.
That was the thing Pavlov did that didn't get a lot of press.
You know how they changed it over history.
Do that thing where they get down on like their back and they rub their ass on the carpet.
Yeah.
This dog just walked and its asshole is just dragging on the carpet behind it.
It just pink socking across the room.
Pink sock the room.
It's really a visual right there. Wow.
So,
was it a female dog? Do we know?
No, we do not. But they did say this. This is how they said it clinically. They found that the family dog had been violated.
Yes. Oh.
So, Chief Inspector Jocko Petiers put out a statement. And he said...
This is great.
This is a quote. He said bestiality cases were heard before the regional court because they're very serious. Many of these cases go unreported because people do not regard it as serious. Not only are dogs raped, but other animals as well, including sheep, goats, pigs, donkeys, horses, and cattle.
Yeah, they don't take it seriously when you rape cattle. Well, right, because there's no victim there who gives a shit.
Right.
Oh, we got to take this more seriously. Why?
Yeah.
Who cares?
A sheep. Oh, well.
Yeah, whatever. Right. What do the sheep have a bad day that day? I don't know. Whatever. What are you going to do?
I mean, how do you get consent from a sheep? I mean, what are we going to get into the semantics of this relationship?
Right, exactly.
Who am I to judge?
Who are you, Vouch? Were you a leftist bread tube guy over here?
Yeah. Me and Christine Chan, we share a lot of the same beliefs. Mitchell made a court appearance, and he's... where did I lose this? Yeah, he's going to be... his case is postponed, so he's going to be sitting in jail for a while, and everybody's going to be calling him dog fucker. Yeah.
He's got to own it.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I fuck dogs, man.
It's like that old joke where...
Fuck my girlfriend.
Where you're like, I was an electrician, I climbed Mount Everest, but you fuck one dog.
And you're dog fucker in the cell block.
Dog fucker for life after that.
I'd own it too. I'd fucking Macho Man it. I'd come out and do spin.
Oh, you would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking bring it on.
Is that a wrestling reference?
That was drink. Drink wrestling reference.
Shut up, Casey.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So usually there's always a victim in the stories that we do, but this one is so fucking creepy in general. Do you know everybody wants us to put tri-meth
On the wheel. So we have the wheel of consequences.
Yeah.
And when we
you
want
to do meth?
When we lose a round, you have to spin the wheel and do whatever's on the consequence. I thought trying meth would be a fun consequence.
It's a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
It's a three-day weekend that lasts for years.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Sometimes forever.
It would be. And yeah. If I lost some teeth, I could probably put them back in better. So yeah. That'd be fine with me.
I mean, improvement.
Honestly.
Just write on them with a Sharpie. Like, not this one. Not you got a couple good ones in there. So the right ones get taken out.
I want to keep this one over here.
This is a good one.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think that's the problem. I just think your mouth has too many teeth.
Oh, is that what you think it is?
Yeah. I think you're like, I think you have like layers of teeth in there. Like a shark.
You're going to talk to me about layers, Vinny? Is that where you're going to go with this?
There's a difference between layers and rolls.
There is. And you have both.
Visceral fat underneath.
Have you seen the toddler's skull? This might be appropriate for this show because it's creepy.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Toddler's skulls have rows of teeth. The teeth are built in, ready to come out, like they're loaded in a clip. That's what your mouth reminds me of.
I was wondering where he was going with that, and I was not disappointed.
Yeah. That was so good.
I thought it was just a fun fact. I was just going to be like, okay, cool, now we know that. But no,
oh my
there was
God.
A payoff. Thank you.
There's nothing I love more than watching Carl get kicked in the dick.
This is true. I have not seen you smile that much since yesterday when you smoked way too much weed.
Who?
I mean, we don't do drugs over here.
We haven't talked about his club feet yet either. There's still time.
Oh, thanks, Casey.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
He's club-toothed, club-footed. Your whole body's a fucking blunt instrument.
Someone in the Discord said that Matt Lewinsky murdered his girlfriend by clubbing her with my foot, which I thought was funny. I thought that was pretty funny. Not true, by the way. Disavow.
Yeah.
You should put saline balls on your wheel.
Yeah?
Yeah, inflate your balls with saline.
Oh, God, you did that.
Yeah, it hurts, but it's fun.
I don't know why you had fun with that.
But you gotta, well, your wife will know. Fucking great.
You know what, though? None of the things we do on the wheel are supposed to be fun. That's the problem.
No, it's not fun. He put saline into his balls to make his balls big on the show.
Right?
Yeah.
Why?
Thank you.
This furry said that you could do it. I mean,
because a furry said you could do it is the worst answer to the question why
furry
ever.
Has never led me wrong.
No, actually, I don't think that's right, Carl.
No?
I don't think that's the worst
what
answer.
What do you think is the worst answer?
The worst answer is cuz.
Yeah, okay.
Like somebody told him that it worked. Like he went on somebody's recommendation.
I mean, they're pretty into, you know, ball stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm experts on balls.
Yeah, they're dressed like dogs. They love to chase balls.
If the CDC told me, I'd go, I don't think so. Not
right,
happy.
Yeah, right. If Fauci said, I'd be like,
Yodi the coyote. He says it's okay. All right. You would know.
That's a good point. All right. Take it all back.
All right. So for this crossover, this is the first time we've done a story like this because this is more like idiots than creeps here. But Ahmadabad.
Yeah.
In a shocking incident, a 25-year-old man died after using an adhesive to seal his private parts. Instead of using a condom during intercourse with his girlfriend.
He put super glue in his pee hole.
Yes.
Epoxy.
Yeah.
This resin is the, epoxy.
This is the Indian one, right?
Yeah.
I love this one because I think it's like Indian. I think it's Indian Reefer Madness.
Yes,
like, I think that they're making this up. Yeah,
because I
they mention drugs all the time.
I wrote it down. Like, it's very judgmental in India. It says notably the two were drug addicts.
Yeah.
When do you ever see that about a story of a person who died in the U.S.? He was a drug addict.
They do it all the time.
George Floyd.
Fucking.
They don't.
Oh my God.
They don't do that. That's what I mean.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Well, it's funny. It's funny because they say he's a drug addict, and him and the girl were drug addicts. But then they also say that he was the sole breadwinner for his family, which includes his elderly parents and his two sisters. What kind of drug addict is that? He's supporting
very
the family.
Functional.
I've met drug addicts before. They're not supporting themselves.
Nobody's relying on them.
Right, yeah.
While they're gluing their dicks shut.
So
come on, baby, I'm rock hard. Get it in the tip.
Did India not get the report that you can pull out and come on the tits? This guy thought the only way to not get her pregnant was using super glue? That seems ridiculous.
I think she has something to blame here because she's just like, I can't get pregnant. You have to do something. And he's like,
you know what, Vinny? I forgot to blame the woman. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. Here's your reminder.
Dumb bitch.
It's her fault.
How would that feel if you were ejaculating and it went back inside you? That seems terrible.
I don't know. Does it work like that?
I don't know. I've never super glued my dick shut, so I'm not sure. Should we try it at the show today?
Hey, you know,
that should be your next consequence.
Gluing your dick holes shut. How do you die from gluing your dick holes shut?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, how did that work? How did you die?
A gimp told me. A guy in a gimp suit told me to do it. Maybe you should try it on your show. Let us know what happens.
They got you on a technicality there.
He started getting really, really sick like the next day. And he got some kind of infection.
Maybe because he couldn't piss.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Yeah. They didn't really say. They were too busy judging him for drugs.
Yeah, probably like a bladder infection.
Does your dick blow it up like when the mask swallows that bomb at the end of the movie? If it doesn't spray out?
That would be a positive thing.
It goes back in.
Right? Quick, take a picture.
There would be so many pictures of this already if that happened.
It blows up and there's a little flash. And then it goes back down and smoke comes out the tip. It
sticks out a flag that says, yeet.
Just says, come.
Yeet. Well, this has been fun.
If this existed, there would be a photo of it on Casey's phone right now. So you can probably confirm whether this is what happens or not.
Why would it be on my phone?
Because we gave out your phone number on our Patreon.
Oh, yeah. It would be in my Google Voice text.
If anyone has any pictures of atrocities to penises, please send them to Casey.
Send them to Casey.
Let's go to Pasadena, California. Right. Let's add strong, shall we? A judge sentenced a Pasadena man to 12 years in prison for the second-degree murder of his 91-year-old father, Elmer Norris. Danny Norris, 57, was the sole caretaker of his father, who paramedics had to cut from a sunken mattress in November 2019 at his Pasadena home after he'd become stuck to it from dried feces.
Oh.
Oh, nothing? Nothing? Okay.
What are you supposed to say?
Well, I mean, he died later that day. The dried shit was keeping this man alive. I think the paramedics killed him.
Yeah.
They took him out of his environment.
Like, he's more shit than man.
I am more shit than man. He's just...
Like Bono.
Could you imagine?
Episode?
Yeah.
His son just fucking left him up there. He had like wounds that had maggots and sores. Probably dirt in there too, Casey. Ooh. He had ulcers.
Now I'm listening.
I always send articles like this to my parents. Just watch it. Yeah, you better fucking watch it. My sister's very busy with the kids. I'm not.
Day's gonna come.
I got all day to seven your ass. I tell my mom I'm gonna upload her into the cloud as soon as they make that available for seniors. You're not going into a home. You're going to the fucking cloud.
The Department of Social Services records listed Norris as a vulnerable adult who could not feed himself, use the toilet, or bathe. Now, detectives interviewed various members of Norris's family who said they were concerned about the care Danny was providing. Well, your father is fused to a mattress in his own shit.
Yeah, I'd be concerned.
So, yeah.
Just a little might concerned. Be some.
I mean, like, they had to wait for them to come to the family to investigate this. Yes. No one thought it was a problem.
Well, listen, this is horrendous, all right? Okay. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But 12 years for killing a 91-year-old? Can we call it 6 months? What the difference? I mean, what are we talking about here? Was the guy going to live a lot longer than that? He's got maggots on him, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, I'm the problem here.
Explain this to me.
Come on, Vinny.
He died of pneumonia. How are you arrested for your dad dying of pneumonia? My dad has heart disease. Am I going to be arrested?
You're libertarian bullshit. I swear to God. And like, sure. Free Danny Norris. Free Danny Norris. I'm with you, Carl. Let's do it.
If the guy could shit on his own, he'd still be alive today. All right?
He did shit on his own. Well, that's the problem, Carl.
Good point.
He's a private company. He can shit wherever he wants. You know,
he was a sovereign citizen. He can shit wherever he'd like.
Think about the Constitution. It's a private company.
I was listening to your last episode, and you mentioned the EPA. This is why China needing an EPA, and yeah, I was in the shower going, what the fuck? And then immediately he said, well, Carl, someone is saying that the EPA. I said, thank you. Then I realized I might be the problem.
They did good work for a moment there. We've gotten a little bloated since then. Yeah, I know. I get called out for praising a government organization. Whoops. My bad. That was off character.
Fucked up. You gotta stay in character for this show.
Stay in character. My bad.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was our scum stream for today.
Well, it was actually a dick off.
Oh, that's the dick off for today.
Who's the worst? Are we voting on these?
Oh.
We should probably
vote. That's old school way to do it.
We can do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it Danny Norris? Is it the dead guy with the super glue in his dick hole?
And I think they said they were getting high off of the glue, too.
Oh, yeah. I know. That was a weird detail.
Wait a minute.
Like, why did they even have super glue? Well, they were sniffing it. Like, what? Fucking India's got to get better drugs.
It's hard to get super glue because as soon as you open it, it goes bad. Like, right, it's not something you just have lying around.
Right.
So annoying.
Now, if they're sniffing the glue, I think this might have gone down a different way.
Yeah.
I would have been like, sniff it out of my dick, babe.
You know what? That's making a lot of sense right now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting kinky.
Yeah. So it could be James Humbert, titty grabber extraordinaire.
Thomas Mitchell. Well, we also have Ron Jeremy in the mix,
and Ron
too.
Okay, I vote Ron Jeremy.
I vote Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Out of spite.
Only because the thing about Ron Jeremy that is amazing is that none of this surprises anybody. They're like, he's raped 21 women. We're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the guy is beloved. Like, he could have emceed that show at the comedy club, and it would have sold out.
He was
the best name.
Because you kind of think, well, what were you doing around Ron Jeremy? It doesn't mention how many were, like, regular women, did they say in the story, and not
I'm
porn
sure that
stars?
There was a 15-year-old and an 87-year-old. 87-year-old could have been a porn star. An 87-year-old with dementia. And a 15-year-old child. So
Gilf porn.
Not everybody was in the business.
She's one of those girls that Hitler's chasing around blindfolded. You ever seen that picture?
No.
Oh. I've party seen animal.
I've seen that picture.
I just think it's funny because with the Ron Jeremy thing, eventually one woman was like, Ron Jeremy raped me. And then that got out and all these other women were like, well, yeah, me too. We're allowed to tell on him? I had no idea.
Thought it was my fault.
The director told me to shut the fuck up. I'm allowed to, like, tell on this guy? I had no idea. You know that's how it went down, right?
Yeah.
I did take the paycheck, but I could still say there was a problem.
Right.
Interesting. But, like, all these people have selfies of him, like, fingering them and shit like that. Yeah. It's unbelievable the amount of evidence there is.
Like, Bill Cosby hides their phone. He's smart about it. Yeah. But this guy, like, pulls the phone right out, like, all right, yeah, let's take some photos together.
Hiding in plain sight.
That's right. Yeah. It almost worked. And I almost got away with it, too.
He's like, okay, look at the end of the selfie stick and then just thumbing the asshole. Just checks their oil.
No, he has the selfie stick, but it's up her ass. I thought we were going to use that for something else.
That wasn't funny, Carl.
All right, thanks.
That wasn't funny. Sexual assault isn't funny.
Sexual assault is never funny.
We don't. If you are thinking about sexual assault,
don't
stop it.
Or
stop
you could
it.
Always do
Get
this.
Get some help.
Jacking it, jack. Spanking it, smack.
All right, I think that's enough.
That's the dick off, everybody.
That's the dick off.
Let's do this again soon.
All right, since we're doing this as a cross episode.
Oh, yeah, please go to thecreepoff.com and check out what we're up to over there. We're having lots of fun.
Patreon.com/thecreepoff.
That's us.
And then there's The Dick Show.
Patreon.com/thedickshow.
And Biggest Problem in the Universe.
Oh, yeah, Biggest Maybe Problem. Big no, don't get... Vito time. Gets that money. Don't promote that.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah,
No. That fucking guy. He's like the Ron
problem.
Jeremy of comedy. He wants first cut of
Actually,
everything.
I believe Stuttering John is the Ron Jeremy of comedy.
Yeah. It's like Prima Noctis over there at the Biggest Problem Patreon.
Casey, give everybody your phone number and your OnlyFans. Let's go.
My phone number? I don't have my Google Voice memorized. Sorry.
Yeah,
you can find it on the WATV Patreon.
Don't say it's Google Voice though. Now they know.
They know.
They're always the worst. There's always. Do you know men? There's always
a
hope.
Few,
there's
yeah.
all.